Oyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, three lines in the bottom by the two dots. So we said in the Mishnah that Misha Nashchei Kelev Shoyte, so Machlaikas, according to the Tanakama, you cannot feed the person the liver when he got bit by Kelev Shoyte. According to a massive Encharash, you could. Machlaikas, perhaps if it's a good refuah or not, the Chachamim say it's not a good refuah, and therefore you can't give that to the Chaylaps. Now what is a Kelev Shoyte? Tan Rabbanon, Chamisha Devarim Nemru B'Kelev Shoyte. Five symptoms. Pith Pasuach, walks around with his mouth open, V'Riroi Naitev, its saliva drips down, V'Aznav Seruchais, his ears are bent over, Uznav Imunach Yar Chaysav, his tail rests on his legs, U'Mahalich B'Tzidei Drachim, and it walks on the edge of the roads. V'Yesh Aimrim, a sixth symptom is nishma. It barks and you can't hear anything. Now, mimai havi, what causes the kelp to be a shaita? So it's a machlaikas. Rava amar nashim kashpaniya is misach kresboi. It's caused from these witches that they play around with it. And shmul amar ruach ra sheira olav. Then no, it comes from a ruach ra that rests inside the kelp. Mai benai, what's the nafkamina? What causes it? Ike benai lemiktule bedavar anizrak. Should you dafka kill it by standing far away and throwing something at it? According to Rav, that it's caused from the witches, there's no reason why you can't get close. But according to Shmuel, that it's caused from a Ruach Ra, so it's probably not a good idea to get too close, because the Ruach Ra could leave the Kelev and go into the person. Tani Kavasi de Shmuel, we have a Braisa which says, like Shmuel, that it must be that's from the Ruach Ra, because we see that the Eitza is to kill it from afar. Because the Braisa says, Kisha Hargan Eisa, Ein Hargan Eisa, Ela Bedavra Nizrak. You should dafka kill it from far away and throw something at it. Says the Gemara, the Chayif Bey, one who gets rubbed by one of these dogs, so Mistaken, he's currently in a Sakana. Denachas Bey, lay, if he gets bit by one of them, so Mayis, as it stands now, he's going to die. The Chayif Bey, Mistaken, we said that a person who gets rubbed by one, so he's in a Sakana, so Maitakanti, what's his fix to get out of the Sakana? Nishlachman, even near him, he should throw his clothes off and run away. Ravuna Braden Reishua Chayef Bey Chan Minayu Beshuka. He was one time in the shuk, and one of these dogs rubbed against him. So Shalchinu Lamani Virahe. So he threw off his clothing and he ran. And Amar Kiamti Biatzmi, I was Mekayim with myself. Hachoch Metachaye Baleha. That because I was wise and I knew this Eitzah, I knew the Braisa before, so therefore I was able to live. Now we mentioned in the Braisa, the Nachas Lemayis, that a person who gets bit by one of these dogs, so he is, as it stands now, going to die. So Maitakante, what's his fix to prevent death? Amar Abaye, Nese Mashka de Apa Dichra, you should take the skin of a male Apa, V'nichtev Aleha Ani Plani Bar Ponisa, a Mashka de Apa Dichra, Kasimna Allah, and you should write on it that me, the so-and-so, the son of his so-and-so, referring to his mother, I'm writing on the skin of a male Apa about you, and he writes the following Lachash, either Kanti Kanti Kilirus, or V'amila, some say that this is the Lachash that he writes, that Kanti Kanti Kleiros, Kalkash, and Tzavakis, Amin Amin Tzela. Then he takes off his clothing, he buries it in the base of Kvaris, for a year. Then he takes it out of the base of Kvaris, of the Kever, and he burns it in an oven. And he scatters the ashes by a fork in the road. These 12 months that the clothes are in the grave, kishasi maya, when he drinks, so he has to be careful, lishti el begufsa de nechasha. He has to be careful to drink dafka using a straw. A copper straw, the point is just to use a straw, not to drink directly from the kais. Because dilma havi chazi bavua deshida v'listakan. Because maybe he'll see, if he drinks from the kais directly, he might look into the water and see the shadow, the reflection of a shade, and that's gonna be a sakana for him. Kihada abu bar marto hu abu bar menyumi, he once had this disease, and he once got bit by a kelev shaita, and av de laimi guv, so did the hava, so his mother made for him a golden straw, so he shouldn't drink directly from the kais, and the bach adds in, and the taka worked, and he got healed. V'oid amar amasya, we said in the Mishnah, besides the fact that amasya ben charash was matir, the person that got bit by the kelev shaita to eat the liver of the dog, he was also matir, a person who's chash begroinai, to have a certain sound. So we're going to get back to that din. It's not clear in the Mishnah if the Chachamim are chaylik even regarding this second din of Rav Masih ben Charash or not, but we'll get back to that. In the meantime, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan chash b'tzavdina. You once had a sickness of tzavdina, a sickness which is, really affects the teeth, but ultimately it goes to the intestines, as the Gemara is going to bring soon. So he went to a certain Gaisha lady for a fuah, and Avdele Milso Chamshu Mali Shabbat. So Friday and Thursday and Friday, she made for him a certain sam to put by his teeth. Amar lo b'Shabbos mai. So he said to her, "What's going to be Shabbos if I need more sam and I'm not going to be able to come here because I'm going to be giving shir, I'm going to be with the talmidim, I won't be able to come." So Amar le lo tzrichas. Don't worry, you're not going to need it on Shabbos. You're already looking better. Well, what's going to be if I do need it? So Amar le. So she said to him, "Ishtavali delay megalis. Listen, I really don't want to tell you. It's my parnasa. But if you swear to me that you won't tell anyone, so I can tell you how to make the sam." Ishtavali lekadi Yisrael delay megalis. So he made a shvua to Hashem that he wasn't going to reveal it. But then he went out and he darshened it in the shir. He wanted the other yidden to know about this refuah. So therefore he darshened it in the shir. But he swore to her he wasn't going to say. Says the Gemara, no, it was a play on words. He swore, he didn't make a shvua to Hashem. Kama loy magalina. He's made a shvua lelukad yisrael magalina that I'm not going to reveal to Hashem, but it is good. But halama yisrael magalina. But I could reveal it to people. Fact the gemara v'ikachol Hashem. But the lady's not going to realize that. She's going to think that he made a shvua and she's going to find out now that he's darshening it in the shir and that he's transgressing his shvua. So there's a chol Hashem. Says the gemara, no, the megalul al meikara. He told her right away after he made the shvua that you should know this is really what I meant. So I don't really have a shvua binding me to not revealing the secret. My avdalei. So what lemaisa was this refuah that she did for him? It says the Gemara, Amr Vacha Breid Rav Ami, Mei Sa'ar, he takes the water that Sa'ar was soaked in, Shem and Zayis with some oil, Melech and some salt, and that's the Sam. Rav Yehima Amr Sa'ar Gufe Shem and Zayis with Melech. No, it's the actual Sa'ar with oil and salt. Rav Ashi Amr Mishcha de Gadfa de Avza, that's the oil from the wing of a goose. Amr Abaya Na Avdi Lukuluvle, it's Tasoi, that I tried all these, none of them worked. Ad Amale Uhutayo, until a certain Arab merchant told me a different refuah. He told me, "I see kashiyasa dechazis dezesa tulaymalu tilsa, to take a pit of an olive that didn't grow a third uklinu benura, to burn it in a fire amarachadita in a new shovel v'adbi bichavi darei, and then to put it on the row of teeth that are hurting me, and avdi hachi v'tasoy, and I did that and that taka worked and I got healed." Mimai hava, now what causes saftino? Mechamim medechite, it's from eating very very hot wheat or mishuri kasad daharsna, from eating leftover fish sticks. Umai simana. And what's the simen? What are the symptoms? How can you tell that the person has saftina? Says the Gemara, "Kan rami midi bechave va'asa dama b'meidare." It's when he puts something on his teeth and blood starts to drip out. That's the symptom of saftina. Rabbi Yochanan kichash b'saftina. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan, when he once had saftina, so avid hachi b'shabata v'itasoy. So he did this refuah of the sam on Shabbos, even though refuah on Shabbos is aser, and it taka worked and he got healed. Fract gemar, Rabbi Yochanan hechi avid hachi. Refuah on Shabbos is aser, just because he has some blood by his teeth. So that's a heter to do a refuah. How is he able to do such a thing? Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Shani tzafdina, hayul maschil peh v'gaymer b'vnei mayim. Tzafdina, even though it seems like it's just some sort of teeth, a toothache, but lemaisa, that's just where it starts. Eventually it travels and it goes to the intestines and it's taka sarkana. Says the Gemara, Amali Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Eichnan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said to Rabbi Eichnan, but still, this that you allowed for a chash begrainai, a chash in his teeth, to have this sam, keman, who is it like? It's Kermasi ben Charash, da amar achoish bepiv matin le sam b'shabbos. That seems to only be like Kermasi ben Charash, who said in our Mishnah that a chash begrainai is allowed to take a sam, but seemingly the chachamim are chaylik. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Eichnan said to him that no, Shani Aimer bezuv loy bacharas, I say that the chachamim are only arguing with Kermasi ben Charash when it comes to the dog liver. But when it comes to this refuah of the sam for a person who's chash begrainai, so then even the chachamim are made that is a good refuah, and that it's mutter on Shabbos to have this sam. Says the Gemara, Limim Esayayalei, L'chayra, the following is a riot, Rabbi Yochanan, that the chachamim are made when it comes to this sam. Because the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Misha achzu yirakayin, a person who has this yellowing, perhaps jaundice, so machilin I say basar chamar. That's the refuah. We give him the basar of a donkey. Misha nashchei kalav shaita. Machilin I say mechatzar kavit shalai. We give him the liver of the dog, like we mentioned in the Mishnah. Va'achayushesh bepiv matilin lo yisam b'shabes. Divir masim and charash. One who has this mouth sickness. So then we give him a sam on Shabbos. Now v'chacham imaymrim The elu ain't by mishum refuah. That no, these don't have a refuah. They don't have a refuah aspect to it. It doesn't heal. Now, the Gemara says that be'elu l'mu'ut emai. What's be'elu coming to exclude? When the Chachamim say that these don't give refuah, it's mashma that there's something else that Ramasya ben Chavar said that they're maida to. Just that these don't give refuah, only the other thing does. So l'mu'ut emai, what were they coming to exclude? My lav l'mu'ut esam, weren't they coming to exclude the case of the sam, that it's dafka, the dog liver, and the basar chamor, that doesn't have a healing aspect to it. But the sam, that the Chacham reminded to. So you see, Raya to Rabbi Yechanan says the Gemara, like, no, it's not a Raya. L'mu'ut makiz and damas arenchi. I can tell you that really the Chachamim were referring to, they were coming to be memayed a different refuah, not mentioned in that price, but mentioned elsewhere, that Ramasi ben Charish was matir bloodletting for a person that has a sachra. And that's what the Chacham were coming to be maida to. Hachanami mestavra, and says the Gemara, I'll bring you a Raya that that's what they were being maida to. The Tanya, because we learned in the price of that shleisha devarim am Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi shesham mishum Rabbi Masi min Charash. He said over three things. First of all, makiz and dam usarenchi b'Shabbes. One is this refuah of bloodletting for a person who has a sachra. Umishenashchei kalav shaita machil naisei michatzer kavit shaloi. The refuah of the dog liver. V'chayshesh bepiv matim leisam b'Shabbes. The refuah of the sam. V'chachamim aimrim be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. That these don't have a healing aspect to it. Be'elu lamut. Again, what's Elu coming to exclude? My lava tarti basraisa v'lamuti deresha. Weren't the Chachamim going on the most recent two and coming to exclude the first one? Meaning that the case that the Chachamim are maida to is not the case of Sam, rather the case that the Chachamim are maida to is the case of makiz and dam of the bloodletting. But says the Gemara, it's not a raya against Rabbi Eichnon, because we could say that no, atarti deresha kameisa l'muti deseifa. That really we could say that the Chachamim were saying be'elu, that they don't have a refuah on the first two things that Ramasya ben Chavar said, namely the bloodletting and the dog liver. And the thing that they were coming to exclude was the third one, was the case of the Sam, that really that's what they were maida to, so there's no raya to or against Rabbi Yechanan. Al-Kapana Rabbi Yechanan held as in reading of our Mishnah that the Chachamim were only chaylik on Ramasya ben Charash when it comes to the dog liver, but the Chachamim are maida when it comes to the Sam and its mutter, and that's why Rabbi Yechanan himself, he took the Sam even on Shabbos.